May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. This is the last Red Gospel. And I was talking to the Greeks this morning, and I thought there were four, but there were five. So it's each week it was such a surprise. Anyway, I think that the lectionary people who picked this all out definitely want us to think about sharing in Jesus' life. Sharing in his life. And then the lessons are all about that, plus having faith in Christ. Having faith in God, the Holy God of Israel. And then being sincere. And our poet starts us off with what our goal is really supposed to be. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, us, being gathered together in unity by the Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all the people. And when we think of God's power, what are the words that come to in our minds right away? Well, it's all about God's love, his forgiveness, and his acceptance, and God's faithfulness. So in Joshua, we hear all about, he's talking about, you know, serve him in sincerity, serve him in faithfulness. And believe it or not, that's what the gospel is all about too. Being sincere, asking questions, trying to figure things out. But have faith in God, have faith in Christ, have faith in the Holy Spirit. And then it's all about choices, which Joshua tells them. Okay? Choose this day whom you will serve. And we can even say that for ourselves. We are to choose who are we going to serve. Are we going to serve God Almighty or ourselves? And that's kind of like the challenge, the choice. So anyway, Jesus starts off with a metaphor, and it's totally about sharing fully in Christ Jesus. And if we think about life, what do we think about? Our flesh and our blood. That's what he's talking about. He wants us to share in his life. But to go beyond that and to realize that it's the Holy Spirit that gives us life. It's Jesus Christ that gives us eternal life. So here it is. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide or live in me and I and in them. And if we think about that, every time we have communion, I think I said this last week, when we have communion, we have God Almighty within us, healing us, strengthening us, taking care of us, guiding us, leading us, and protecting us. And so does everyone else. So how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of one another, is another part of sharing in Christ's life fully. And then this next verse down a little bit further says, this is bread that came down from heaven, not like the one which your ancestors ate and they died. Of course, we remember that is the manna that formed on top of the ground in the Exodus time. But think about it. Every time we go to a restaurant, what do they serve? They eat, you know, even at at any restaurant, Red Lobster, you always get those little rolls or those homemade breads. Bread is very important. It's very vital. And it was shared at all meals, especially, we know, at the Last Supper. So Jesus realized when his disciples and the people following him, when he said this, he realized and heard that it was difficult for them to accept, especially for the Jews, because the Jews would have nothing to do with blood. Nothing to do with blood. So they had to learn how to go beyond the norm, beyond what they were used to, and listen to him as God Almighty told them. So Jesus was aware, and he asked them, does this offend you? Does this offend you? Instead of leaving in a huff, what they should have thought about was just taking time to ask the Lord some questions, to have faith in his decision, have faith in what he was trying to share, even if they didn't quite get it, to have faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what they didn't do. They seemed to always just, you know, leave or go away or argue or try to kill him over it, which we hear time and time again. So then he asked them, did you need more signs? He says, then what if you saw the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? So he's trying to get them to think, is it that you need to see more miracles? Or are you having faith in me? Jesus was challenging all of them to look beyond themselves and their own world, their own way. And he was trying to guide them to God the Father's world, God the Father's way, which is Christ's way. Christ, his way, the way, and his world, the kingdom of heaven, has so much more value than we can ever even imagine. Here on earth, some people would even say, and since there are no children, I would say it's hell. But this is how we've made it. And what we're doing here in church is to follow the Lord and try to change. First change ourselves, then try to just grow in Christ, grow in the Holy Spirit, and help our community, each and every one of us, as just individuals, and then as Grace Connection, or ARC, or any service organization, try to help our community, those in need. That's what Christ wants. That's what God Almighty wants. And that's what God the Holy Spirit encourages and enlightens us to go beyond our needs and to see the needs of others and to try to do the best we can or see that something can be done for them if we can't do it. Jesus was challenging them and us to open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Be creative, be imaginative, and trust in him, and be sincere, and have faith in him. The other part is our acceptance of God's invitation. God can invite, and invite, and invite, and invite, but if we refuse him, that's us. Have we ever had any friends who invite them to a party and they never come? It's very difficult. But God is always trying to invite and invite and invite. God is always trying to encourage us, to love us, into coming to him and turning to our Lord Jesus Christ. So at the very end of the gospel, Jesus says to his 12, do you also wish to go away? Are you offended? And then Peter, and here's one of his better points, he does have a mouth, and he opens right up and starts and says, Lord, to whom do we go? And that wasn't because he was being lazy and had nowhere else to go. This next line, this next verse explains who Peter was and how much faith Peter had in Jesus. He says, you have the words of eternal life. So Peter knew. Peter talked about it. And Peter had faith and believed in the Lord. And he even includes the others. He says, we have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One, of God. Like Peter and his disciples, all of us, Jesus, where he is to be in our hearts, in our soul, in our mind, and in our body. We are to really live with him and he in us. We are to live for him also, not for ourselves alone, but for God Almighty. That's why we're here. And if we don't understand something or are complete, talk about it. You know, we're to ask God, to go to God in prayer and figure it out with Christ. Figure it out with friends. Not just leave and run away, but have faith in him and want to really learn what God wants. Learn what Jesus' will for us is. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be your children who really don't need any more signs or miracles, but just to have you present with us at each and every moment. Send your angels to guard us, to guide us, and to protect us and direct us to you, to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us, so that we can serve you as Jesus wants us to, and as you deserve. We ask that we have our peace. We ask that we have our energy and excitement. And most of all, we ask that our faith is strong in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.